Ladies and gentlemen, this is Killer Cross. Please do not notify the police. Your signal has been interrupted. You are now listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Tuck your chin, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic gift.
I realize the title of your show, Rock and Wrestling Local 420. And I'm going to take that idea and go extreme.
Alrighty then, this is Phil Nershey of the String Cheese Incident coming to you from up in the Windy Mount. I'm here joining Cosmic Chris on the Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is the big ugly J.D. Bishop, and if you're not listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, you must be stupid!
Hey dear radio buddies, it's me, Max Volume. You are listening to Rock and Wrestling and Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, this is Chad of the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling Podcast. When you're done listening to my show, head on over and listen to the Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Hey, folks, I got a name for you, one of the greatest podcasts in podcasts alive today. They don't call you a great podcast. They call you Rock and Wrestling in Local 420. Beat it if you can.
Hello, friends, as Joe Rogan would say. Welcome to the show. Now, most of you know this is the show where I talk about all the gossip, the hearsay, the innuendo, the news, what's going on in the world. And, yeah, man, it's been another rough week. I mean, the week before last was pretty rough. And then it got rough again, a different kind of rough. So before I go on my rant, I'm going to take a quick hit real quick. Hold on. Jesus Christ. Oh, wow. Well, that one actually gave me a quick headache. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Ah. All right. Let me take a real quick swig off my Gatorade. Hold on. God, that was worse. Is that one, you know, when you take a drink and it goes down the wrong tube? Wow. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ, my eyes are watering now. Oh, what an opening that was, huh? Oh, jeez. Breathe. What a way to start off this episode. Now, I wanted to start off with another quick rant. Okay, so after all that shit went down with my one buddy, who I'm still not talking to, I mean, it's bad. I posted another meme. And I'm going to get to a quick revelation about this whole thing. And it's because I don't really like Pelosi. Now, I'm not saying if you like Pelosi, that's fine. I'm not a big fan of Pelosi. I know she's done some good things. I'm not, you know, ripping her a new one. But I posted this, "We the People Call for the Immediate Removal of Nancy Pelosi," which was, in hindsight, very dumb. So then I piss off a whole bunch of other people. And one of them was one of my best friends again, a girl that I've had a crush on since the early 90s. I'm not going to oust her right now because that would just throw more fuel on the fire. Let's just say she's a singer in a band and a really great friend. I've loved her my whole life. She was one of my first teenage crushes. And I've supported everything, emotionally, friendship, just, we've been friends since the early 90s. And, I mean, granted, in the beginning, she didn't really know who I was because I was just a kid trying to see her in concert. But, nonetheless, Nancy Pelosi's her fucking hero. So I wake up again. I wake up to all this hate rhetoric. And I get more hate from my leftist friends. You know, because I lost another friend with that mask meme that the pandemic started. And I'm not going to name his name because he's a very famous, prominent DJ and author. Syndicated radio shows for 30 years. We go back, and, it's just, I've realized that it's social media, it's YouTube, it's all this shit, and you can say freedom of speech, you're right, you should be able to say whatever the fuck you want to say, but after getting the call from the Secret Service, and then just seeing all the shit. Pardon me. That was a residual from the smoking, not the wrong tube thing. But, where was I? Oh, so I've just noticed that, you know, you can say what you want, freedom of speech, you can argue whatever you want. But it is social media that's causing this problem in our country. And it took my other friend, and he was in that same band. I mean, he was actually her boyfriend when they were in the band together. He just said to me, he goes, dude, this is your fucking fault. And now this is coming from, I have a few friends that don't do any social media. I have leftist friends that just don't buy into the social media. I have right-wing Trump supporter friends that they supported Trump. They had no idea what the QAnon thing was. They were like, what? So, it's on both sides. So, I digress. So, basically, it's social media giving you the freedom to piss people off. And that's what it's doing. It's turning these people into cults. And there's good things about the social media. You know, I'm not going to say there isn't. But there are some bad things with social media, and it is. It's, I'm not saying it's Facebook's fault, or Instagram's fault, or YouTube's fault. It's the platform itself. When you give people a platform like this, and, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, you know, famous people had platforms, you know, no big deal. They said what they want. Your average person. Now anyone can have a podcast, hence me, you know, and other people. If you're famous, you've got a built-in audience. But if you're someone like me, you've just got to keep going and going and going and hope somebody ends up liking you. So, you know, with that said, it's the platform itself, okay? Maybe not YouTube themselves. Well, I don't know. All I'm saying is that having that platform, and now anyone can do it, anyone can have a voice, some people are going to disagree with you and not going to think like you. And with that said, some people, like in the olden days, like, you know, in the 80s, it was okay if you voted for Mondale, if you voted for, I think I said this last week, if you voted for Reagan, you know, if you voted for Clinton, or you voted for fucking Bob Dole or whatever. The country was, once the president got elected, it was whoever the president was. Oh, yeah, that guy's a douchebag. Oh, yeah, that guy's a whatever. That's fine. But it never came to civil unrest. This is the closest we're coming back to having a civil war. And it's fucking scary. And I'm going through a whole bunch of shit right now. I need to talk to someone. That's why I'm glad I'm doing this, because at least someone out there is listening. But there's still certain stuff, you know. You want to go see a therapist. that'll help you, you know, and you don't want to do it through Zoom. You don't want to, you know, buy into a lot of this stuff. And, but at the same time, you kind of have to. You have to join the 21st century. Or, you know, you can still say, well, I ain't going to fucking do it. I'm going to tone down my social media platform. Because now I'm going to have my views and I'm going to talk about my views, but I'm not trying to, like my friend did, my ex-friend, tweet about killing Biden or killing Clinton or anything like that. This is why the Secret Service called me, because that's the shit he tweeted. You know, it's like, I didn't tweet that shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not the biggest Biden supporter, but in my eyes, he's better than Trump, you know, and we gave Trump his 4 years, whatever, you know, and it's just, the country is so fucking divided. And now, because we're given that platform, it's more people are arguing over the internet and over all this shit. And so, you know, like I said, I don't know. I'm going to study. It's like Bill Burr says. He says in one of his fucking comedy things, I don't know which one, but he goes, you ever have that 90-year-old grandpa that just, you don't talk politics, you don't talk religion, you don't talk race, you don't talk sex, you don't talk any of this shit, because something will be like, oh, yeah, da 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 da, you know what I mean? Either they're male chauvinist or, you know, or just whatever, you know. In his case, I think his grandma was racist or something, you know, about his relationship. But that's my point. You know, it's a different generation. It's a new generation now. So with that said, where does it lie? It's all about the censorship. No, it's, you know, you don't want to censor things because then people can't see what's really out there. But at the same time, people should be using Facebook and Instagram to say hi to their buddies and all that. If you want to gain notoriety in a YouTube channel or TikTok or whatever you want to do, Instagram, like, I'm one of those people, don't get me wrong. But there's people that are just random fucking people that literally have no fucking life, and somehow they've got 50 million followers. And they are not Adam Sandler. They are not Donald Trump. They are not fucking, you know, anybody that is famous. You know what I mean? They're just random people that have 50 million followers. And obviously they make YouTube money somehow, because that many people follow them and pay attention to their shit. So if you're going to do that, like I'm trying to do myself, just, now if you want to be a political analyst, then maybe. But see, I'm not trying to be a political analyst. I'm not trying to, I'm going back to, you know, it was, look at how the Grateful Dead, you know, 30 years ago or so, they were getting really political in the late 80s, you know, Twisted Sister, PMRC, all those bands were getting political. Okay, well, the Grateful Dead, in the beginning, in 1966, 67, in the Hate, they do this interview. You can find it on YouTube. And it's a literally, the news is coming to the Hate. And they talk to everyone in the Hate. And there's that part where Jerry and Phil are talking. And Jerry's like, you know, we don't care about all these politics and these people. You know, we're just happy doing what we're doing. There are bands like the MC5, like Abby Hoffman, and he's not in a band, you know, but nonetheless, he's a political person. There are people that are political, Bob Dylan and, you know, and all these people that write about politics and stuff, and that's their shtick. But then there are other people that just want to be in a fucking rock and roll band. You know, and just play music, and that's what he's saying. He's like, we don't care about those people, you know, like, we, you know, like, just want to be here and do what we're doing. Now, that was then, and then later they became, you know, because they had the platform Well, social media is way different platform now than 30 years ago when they didn't have social media. So we have to rise above that and take it for what it is and use it for a form of good instead of a form of hate. We need to, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk a bunch of fucking politics and sex and religion and, you know, you can still watch movies. You can still look at porn on the internet. You can still, you know, follow politics and stuff. But like I said, unless you're a political analyst and that's your shtick, then maybe we shouldn't just fucking talk a bunch of shit, you know, because a lot of shit's funny. But some people don't think it is. And like I said, I'm not, you know, a few weeks ago, I was like, I'm not making having any apologies for, you know, what I say. Well, now I'm kind of rethinking it. I'm not about to apologize for what I say, but I'm taking what my other friend said. Well, this is just social media. Because now I'm looking at the news, watching CNN, watching Fox News, MSNBC, you know, and that's the media conglomerate. You know, everyone knows that, you know, the monster, you know, media platform, all that is biased, no matter how you look at it. Fox News is Fox News, CNN, CNN, and, you know, MSNBC is MSNBC. Yes, they're very Democratic and blue and stuff, and then Fox News is very Republican and red, so they're biased. But, you know, like I said, if you're following that stuff, that's fine. But for those of us that aren't, we need to just calm down. And it's like the people that stormed the Capitol, man. I mean, there were people there that probably didn't intend on any of that. And, you know, some people that just wanted to support Trump. And I'm not defending Trump. I'm just saying that there weren't, everyone there wasn't trying to, I mean, it happened and people got hurt and people died. That's wrong. But it's that result that I'm saying, you know, maybe we should just take a step back and realize that what's going on through social media are people like this guy, Jacob Elegenji or whatever the fuck, the guy from Starseed Academy. It's channels like that, shit like that, that's, you know, kind of matrixizing us, you know, they're trying to deprogram us, but what they're doing is they're reprogramming into the QAnon cult. And, you know, it's that mentality and that, you know, I've talked about it in the last few weeks, is they stick in nuggets of truth and then they just fucking start embellishing and dumbass Americans start believing this shit. And that's when it goes wrong. And you know what? If this whole cabal thing is true, fine. Let's just say it is. It's about now. Now it needs to come out. If Joe Biden is the leader of the cabal and drinking baby blood and all that stuff, because you're fucking ruining our country unless you prove all that shit that you say is true. And I'm talking the whole movement. I'm not talking about just Donald Trump or just, you know, the Starseed Academy, that guy, and, you know, any of those people. I'm saying the whole fucking thing, dude. If this thing is real and they're trying to round up all these pedophiles and fucking Tom Hanks is dead and all this shit that they keep saying about clones and aliens, they need to drop that shit because it's killing our country now. It's killing our society now, our world. And that's why I'm saying. So I just hope Wednesday goes off without a hitch. And, you know, or if something happens, show us the truth. Like in all those movies, like at the end of Running Man, when you saw the whole thing. If that's true, then show us these fucking so-called confessions. They've assassinated people and they're making people do, you know what I'm saying? Show us if Jeffrey Epstein's really alive or dead, you know, it's just like when you know, like the government did shit and they come out 30 years later, because 30 years later, half the people are probably dead anyway. That's why they do this. And, you know, we as a society should be able to heal and get better, not get worse. Look at Planet of the Apes, where all that shit, and the apocalypse and all that shit. Do we really want it to go down that way? I mean, come on. Like, we gotta do something to try and make it change. And, you know, they always say, you know, the protests in the 60s, all that stuff changed. So that's true. But at the same time, we got to realize there are agitators out there and people making it worse, and the social media. And so I'm saying, can we please rise above it and just heal? You know, because like I said, dude, you talk about Trump going off in cuffs or Biden going off in cuffs. We don't know what's going on. This is another thing that pissed people off when I said it, is because it's like, we don't need to be Democrat or Republican or red or blue. We need to be red, white, and blue Americans, and you know, be progressive and try and move ourselves as a society in a better place. And so with that said, that's going to segue into my whole social media thing. Neil Young blames social media for dividing the nation. Calls for empathy. And where I was going with that a couple minutes ago about talking about CNN, they're straight talking about how the QAnon, the YouTube, the Facebook, all that shit is feeding this shit. And that's, I'm seeing it. When my friend said, well, you know, this is your fault, I'm like, it is my fault. Yes, I should be able to write whatever the fuck I want, share whatever memes I want to share. Some people's humor are different. Some people, you know, but then you piss a lot of people off too. And do I really want to do that? The answer is no. Yes, I want to, you know, piss people off. I want to make them think. Kind of like George Carlin and Lenny Bruce. Not to the point of, I believe all this stuff and I'm going to go storm the Capitol and, you know, and just, wow. You know what I mean? And it's good when I see people like Neil Young, when I see CNN and MSNBC talk about, no, this is the social media. It is. It's having that platform that is dividing our country. And it's just, I hope, you know, we can move on. And it's good that people are speaking out about this, because now I know I'm not alone. I know that people are saying, oh, wow, no, it's not the way you think. It's how we're saying it, what we're doing. People are just eating at each other. And that's what we got to stop. We got to stop just being idiots on the internet, man. I mean, like I said, dude, you can watch whatever kind of movie, you can do whatever you want to do, but we got to think about this shit, man, because it's ourselves that we got to look at. So that was a segue into rock and roll. I hope you noticed that, since I was talking about Neil Young. So other than Neil Young, we have a few deaths in our world. Now, last week I wanted to say something I forgot. A week and a half ago, we lost the late, great Tommy Lasorda, who was like 93 or 94. The guy was fucking old, so it's not something, at least it's, you know, of old age, he got to live a full life, be one of the greatest baseball coaches ever. So that's one of the things I wanted to mention. And also, now there's a few of these. Tim Bogert is dead at 76. And he was the bassist for Cactus and Vanilla Fudge and a few other people. Played with a shit ton of people. He had his own band with Carmine called Bogert and Apice, or Apice, you know. So, yeah, man. And I also noticed in prison, dead at 81, Phil Spector dies. That's like everywhere. This is within the last few hours, man. I'm just like, holy shit, man. Another legend. New York Dolls guitarist. Sylvain, dead at 69. I mean, yeah, man. 21's starting off a little bit rough, man. It's just fucking... Hopefully we can move into, you know, a better year. And we always say that no matter what year, but people still get old and die, so you're still going to get it every week or so, probably. But, you know, let's really hope that 2021 gets better. Also, within the last 24 hours... is the actual 40th anniversary of the formation of Motley Crue by Nikki Sixx. Now, I don't know if that's their first gig or the day he said, hey, I'm going to put Motley Crue together, you know, or the day of their first recording. I don't know. But apparently, it is the 40th anniversary of Motley Crue. Also, it's the 20th anniversary of Jason Newsted leaving Metallica. I mean, that was rough, man, because, you know, I was 11 when Cliff died. Yes, I heard of Cliff first, but I didn't even know who Ron McGovney was until years after when I started learning the original lineup and hardcore Metallica, you know. But Cliff died when I was 11, so from the time I'm 11 through 21... it's Jason Newsted from the mid-80s all the way up to the early 2000s. 2001, as a matter of fact. So, hence the 20th anniversary. And just the impact that Metallica made from going where they were with Cliff, which was getting huge on their own without airplay, and then getting the airplay, you know, a couple years later after, you know, Jason been in the band a couple years. And then... dude, the Black Album and Load and Reload and all the commercial success that came with the 90s. Just, he was a huge member of that band. Like, he would sing, what song is, I want to say Four Horsemen, but it's not Four Horsemen. Is it Seek and Destroy? It's something off Kill 'Em All. Whiplash. I think that's... I think it might be Whiplash. But there's songs that he would take over the lead vocal, which is something you never heard of James Hetfield ever doing. Still to this day, nothing ever like that is done. James Hetfield is the vocalist. Yes, they have backing vocals. But, like, there were a few verses and stuff on some of the stuff that Jason Newsted still sang lead on. And that's saying something, man. I mean, you know, Metallica, with Jason there was just so, like, the biggest thing ever. So, it's just a huge thing. Because I remember when Some Kind of Monster came out and they were getting Rob and Saint Anger and all that shit. So I was just transferring off of being a junkie and moving up to Eugene, Oregon, trying to find myself. And, yeah, man. So that time in my life, yeah, there's some things I won't remember, but I will never forget that. Also, going back to the Capitol, so he was on the run, but now he has been arrested. Iced Earth's John Schaefer. He was involved in the Capitol thing. I guess he's a Trump supporter and a QAnon guy. I don't know. I know a little bit about Iced Earth. I know, you know, some of their songs and stuff, but nothing about the band. But anyone that knows about the band, because there's been all this, well, what's that going to do with the other guys in the band? Well, anyone that knows Iced Earth knows that John Schaefer is the band. Like, it's his band. There, you know, he hires who he hires. It's what's a good example? I want to say somebody like Prince or Lenny Kravitz, you know. Not even Lenny Kravitz, but somebody that's in a band and it's a band, but it's still them, like, you know, just like the look. You could say the same thing for a while about Guns N' Roses. For a while, people were just saying, "Oh, well, Axl's the band anyway because it's the singer." You know what I mean? So that may not be the case, or it may be the case, but in Iced Earth's case, it is. He writes all that music. He's the chief songwriter. He's the one that produces all those records and takes out the guys on the tour that he does on tour aren't even the guys he records with, I don't think, even if some of them are. And so anyone that knows Dice Earth knows that John Schaefer, that's the band right there. So as far as the other guys, I'm sure they've got other stuff they're doing right now because they were hired guns to the band. Plowing ahead, Rainbow singer Ronnie Romero. This is so ironic. Replaces Jolynn Turner in Sunstorm. So, basically, Jolynn Turner is being replaced by the same guy in two different bands. That's fucking. You know what though? You could say the same thing though, Randy Meisner, and Timothy B. Schmidt. Timothy B. Schmidt replaced Randy Meisner in Poco. Then when Randy Meisner left the Eagles, Timothy B. Schmidt replaced him in the Eagles. So, you know, shit like that happens. Next up, here's a really interesting interview with Mark Ford, the original and founding member of the Black Crowes. I saw him play with Bob Weir at the Shoreline Amphitheater at the Further Fest the second year. And that was cool, the year the Black Crowes came, because the year before, the Black Crowes were on the Horde Fest. And he talks about how on two separate occasions, he was asked to join Guns N' Roses. That'd be awesome. That would have been so fucking cool. A jam band guy getting into fucking, I don't know. I just think that's fucking cool, man. Because I didn't know about it. I was like, wow, Mark Ford and Guns N' Roses. Because a lot of motherfuckers, they're not going to know who Mark Ford is unless you're into fucking jam band scene or a hardcore Black Crowes fan. So he's not Robin Ford. He's Mark Ford. So, yeah, you know, I just thought that was interesting knowledge there. And finally, ex-Iron Maiden singer Paul Di'Anno is crowdfunding a campaign launched for long overdue knee surgery, I guess. So, you know, I mean, I love Paul Di'Anno. And you know what pisses me off about, you know, and this is on a whole other tangent, is, dude, I had fucking tickets to see Paul Di'Anno at the fucking Hawthorne Theater on the corner of 39th and Hawthorne, and or Cesar Chavez in Hawthorne now, a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And somehow that gig got canceled. I don't know if it was by him or the theater or what, but it was all I wanted to do was see fucking Paul Di'Anno for one time in my life. That's been on, like, this bucket list, like, because he does tour. He goes out and he does Maiden tunes in his own shit, because he's fucking Paul Di'Anno, so of course he does Maiden tunes. But I was like, dude, I'm going to go see Paul Di'Anno. And it never fucking happened. And if you can, help him out. But, man, all I've ever wanted to do is see him. And the one time he was coming up to Portland, something happened, and then like a week before the show, it just gets canceled, and I can't even remember why. It's just fucking sad. But hey, if you can help him out, he needs 20,000 pounds, which is approximately $27,000 in American. So yeah, help him out. I don't know what it's crowdfunding, if it's fucking a GoFundMe or a fucking It's called Just Giving Page, apparently, or something like that. So I don't really know. I don't think it's GoFundMe or what's the one they used to use back in the day? Fuck, I can't even remember. I can't remember the other one. And you all know what it is, so you're like, all screw you, know. And I'm just like, dude, I know what it is. I'm just brain farting. But hey, you know what? We're going to take a pause for the cause, and I'll come back with you and talk about some wrestling as we continue with our show.
Hey, this is Kevin Kleinrock from Masked Republic and the Keeping It 100 with Conan podcast, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, it's Pat Kelly of the West Coast Wrestling Connection and the Golf Guys Radio Show, and you're listening to my buddy, Cosmic Chris, Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
So this is Greg Golden from the Greg Golden Band, Bizarre Guitar, in Reno, Nevada, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Those guys rock.
Hey, folks, let me tell you about DDP Yoga. At a time in my life, not so long ago, I was suffering from Hep C as well as diabetes and well over 300 pounds. And a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of this man, Arthur Borman. He was a paratrooper that had been told he would never walk again without the use of crutches. He gave DDP Yoga a try and is now one of DDP's leading success stories, as well as helping such people as Scott Hall, Chris Jericho, Gabriel Iglesias, Corey Taylor, Jake the Snake Roberts, Stevie Richards, and countless others. Diamond Dallas Page originally developed DDP Yoga for athletes such as himself who had suffered years of injury due to high-impact sports. When he ruptured his L4 and L5 spinal discs during the height of his professional wrestling career, he was so desperate to keep his childhood dream alive that he was willing to try anything. So he tried yoga for the first time. I know firsthand the benefits that DDP Yoga has to offer. Because Dallas had experience in many forms of fitness, he quickly learned how different yoga was from other traditional workouts. Soon, he started mixing elements of yoga with his rehab as well as traditional workout principles. For almost a decade, he has refined his program and has become a master at teaching it to others. DDP has saved my life. I encourage you to buy the discs as I have. Go to ddpyoga.com or you can download the DDP Yoga Now app. You can do it anywhere you want. He has cooking segments, live daily workout segments. I encourage you to check it out. Start living a healthier life. And hey, this ain't your mama's yoga.
Hey everyone, this is Joe V, formerly of Pro Wrestling Uncut and the West Coast Wrestling Connection. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling with my man, Cosmic Chris.
Well, hey, and we are back. We are going to take a short trip to talk about wrestling. Now, before I get into it, one thing I forgot to mention in my other segment yesterday was the 99th birthday of Betty White. And I hope to God that she's the female version of George Burns and lives to 100. And she's such a class act. I love Betty White. She was always my favorite Golden Girl. I loved them all. I loved every single Golden Girl, but Betty White was my favorite. Betty White and Estelle Getty. I was always a huge fan of Bea Arthur, but like I said, I liked them all, but Betty White was my favorite. Betty White could do no wrong in my eyes. And let's wish her a happy birthday. And what could be said about Betty White, man? She's the ultimate class act. So, yeah. Also, earlier today was the 52nd birthday of Dave Bautista. So, happy birthday to Dave Bautista. And, let's keep talking about wrestling, because I don't want to go back into the politics. So, one of the headlines in this, I'm reading Wrestling Inc., is top Impact wrestler meets with Tony Khan. So apparently, Ken Shamrock is meeting with Tony Khan. Like I said, I can't see the impacts. So it's just, I wish I could, but it's just, yeah. Until I can afford better cable, it just has to be what it is. So let's see what else. AJ Styles has now been in the WWE for 5 years. Let's see. WWE's main event tapings are for this week, apparently. Kofi Kingston reveals how he received his jaw injury. Oh, wow. So, let's see. Drew McIntyre and Bill Goldberg will be returning to Raw. What they had was some idiot kind of play Drew McIntyre, and then they had Goldberg come out. So, and I gotta admit, I finished Raw tonight, and it was pretty good. You know, there's still a bunch of shit that I don't give two shits about, but some of the stuff is really good. I definitely love the Alexa Bliss, Asuka, the Alexa Playground, her version of The Fiend. I like that. I liked Miz and Morrison with Goldberg and the fake Drew. Oh, you know what I'm really surprised is that I really enjoyed it. Now, I don't care about the two Lucha House Party guys, but they were with Riddle, and they were taking on the Hurt Business. And that was a great match. And in both matches, Alexa and Asuka and the Hurt Business match with Riddle, dude, knee to the fucking face that looked so good. So good. I was just so surprised at how that it looked like that fucking hurt. And I hope it didn't, but it looked like it fucking hurt. But the Riddle thing, now the thing is with Riddle, they're literally turning him into, in my opinion, a cross between Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, Jason Mewes, and Jeff Spicoli, Sean Penn, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And I don't know, dude. They're trying to dumb him down, but he's a legit shoot fighter. The guy can kick ass, and they make him cartoony. So I don't know. It was a good match tonight. There's obviously some heat between Cedric the Entertainer and both Lashley and Shelton Benjamin. So I don't know what's going on with the Hurt Business, but that's looking... I seriously don't know. I mean, I'm just... There's looking like there's cracks in it. They did this weird thing with Triple H and Stephanie doing the news, and then John Cena was... Hugh can't see me, which I thought was funny. So it was like this news thing, and they announced for the next 2 years where WrestleMania is going to be. So this year it's going to be in Florida, then in 2022 it's going to be in Dallas, Texas, and then in 2023 it's going to be in Hollywood, California. So, I mean... You know, like I said, it was good because there was also now Lacey Evans and Ric Flair are looking like an item. So they're going to go somewhere with that storyline because they keep fucking over Charlotte. So they're healing up Lacey Evans again and making Charlotte look like a babyface again. So let's see what that's going to happen. Let's see... Oh, wow, ODB is apparently returning to Impact. That ought to be good. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I listened to this, actually. Ryback tweeted some shit out I can't remember exactly what it was, but Mark Henry called him out on Busted Open. I listened to Mark Henry just say, you know, fuck you, Ryback. I see you on the street, I'm going to beat your ass. Not in so many words, but, you know, I'm paraphrasing. But, dude, there's some heat between Ryback now and a lot of his peers. A lot of people did not like what Ryback had to say. So, he basically said that the championships aren't really the championships because it's fake wrestling and all that stuff, scripted, you know. And Mark Henry's like, dude, I love the championship, and I worked hard to get that championship. Yes, the outcome is scripted, but when you work your ass off to become the champion, you do try and keep that belt. So it is semi-legitimate. And you know, in other sports too, or shoot sports, championships are real things, and I think he's trying to say in wrestling it doesn't mean nothing, but it means something in both of them, you know, in that, and that's, I mean, I don't know, I just, a lot of people have different views when it comes to wrestling, and so it is what it is. Let's see. New Impact Wrestling match revealed for tomorrow. I can't see who that is, but one of them's Jordan Grace. But I can't see who the other girl is because I'm not going to click on that. Retribution is... I'm just over the whole Retribution thing. Brody Lee Jr. birthday party set for AEW Dynamite. Cool. Impact Wrestling match announced for tomorrow night. And that looks like... I will click on this. So let's see who this is. Eric Young versus Rhino announced for tomorrow night's Impact. That ought to be good. And then who's the guy in the little white mask? I don't know who that is. Let's see here. As we scroll down, Young Bucks get duped by Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers. That was on last week's AEW because it looked like he was going to say his best friends, and then he goes, the Good Brothers. That's what Don Callis said, so that was pretty good. Madison Rayne on why she's retiring from pro wrestling. Oh, wow, she's announcing her retirement. Eric Bischoff says he saw a lot of potential in former WWE star Eric Rowan. Let's see, what else? Steve Austin on who would win a present-day match between him and The Rock. I'd have to say The Rock, because Steve Austin, he's had a lot of health issues. So that's just if I had to guess, though. I mean, they're still both in pretty good shape, but it's well documented, Steve Austin's stuff. So, last week on SmackDown, Bayley has a new show, the Ding Dong or something. You go to the door and ding dong, and that was pretty good. She had, who did she have on? Bianca Belair. Let's see. Gerald Briscoe reveals which WWE superstar helped his son get into wrestling. It looks like a picture of Dave Bautista. I'm not sure, so I don't know. Anna Jay was on the Talk is Jericho last week, and that was a pretty good interview. I definitely enjoyed that. Let's see. Jim Ross talks about pitching Shawn Michaels to return to WWE in 2001. And Samoa Joe apparently donates his hair, so I'm guessing Locks of Love or something. Let's see. Cody Rhodes said he will beat Peter Avalon in less than a minute. Ethan Page says he's embarrassed with Impact's lazy edit over his Hard to Kill match. Let's see. Oh, yeah, more about that. This one says, Mark Henry says Ryback should apologize for his recent comments. I think that's fucking funny. And, I mean, that looks like it's it. WWE reporting planning a virtual Hall of Fame. Finally, they needed to have last year's Hall of Fame, so they're going to do this one. You know, I mean, I think both Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and WWE Hall of Fame dropped the ball on 2019. They could have done something, and apparently Rock and Roll Hall of Fame did, but I don't have HBO, so I didn't see it, and I didn't hear much. All I heard was it was like the same thing on Zoom and all that, so... Rich Swan says there's still unanswered questions with Kenny Omega as a new challenger steps up. Let's see. I mean, I've been enjoying certain parts of wrestling lately. I'm definitely been enjoying myself. I still haven't caught a whole lot of Ring of Honor because I don't know when the new episodes are on, and when I do see Ring of Honor, I can't tell, because I watched a Ring of Honor last week, and there was an audience, so I'm like, it can't be too much, too new, because the new ones are more like NXT, kind of, that's what Ring of Honor kind of looks like, so I don't think they have an audience yet, so it had to have been an old match, so, I mean, it is what it is, so, hey, let's take another quick pause. And then I'll come back with my shout-outs.
Hotline.
Hello?
What up?
What's up? I'm not sure that I want to live anymore. That's what's up.
Hotline!
Hello? I need someone to talk to.
Call your mom.
My mother died last year.
Serves her right, bitch! I'm just playing, fucknuts. Listen, whenever you're feeling low, just page me and I'll call you.
You will?
Sure. I'll call you a nerdy bitch for bothering me! Now, don't blow your fucking head off!
Why not? Who cares if I do?
The poor guy who's gotta clean that shit up. If you're gonna do it outside or something!
You think I won't really do it, don't you?
Honestly, I can give a rat's ass!
You think I won't, huh? You think I'm kidding? You think I'm...
Do it! Do it, fucker! Bring me the gun, I'll fucking do it for you! Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
I knew you wouldn't do it, you scary bitch!
Hello?
Somebody page me?
Hi.
Who the fuck is this?
It's me, you said I could page you.
No! You misunderstood me! I said fuck you! Nobody cares if you're dead or alive, so go fuck yourself!
Okay, call me later. Bye.
C. D. F. 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 3 weeks we've been talking about the Platt Amendment. What are you people? On dope?
Hey everybody, this is Radical Russ Belleville, and you're listening to Rockin' Wrestling, Local 420, Union Proud.
Hey, we are back with the final segment of Rockin' Wrestling, Local 420, the shout-outs and the goodbyes. So, you know, I'm looking forward to some upcoming interviews. I'm trying to hunker down. I'm actually trying to... I've made a few requests out to, one is, Benji Eisen, who wrote, Bill Kreutzmann's book a few years ago, and I actually met him up at Powell's in Portland, a few years ago when the book first came out, so that was pretty cool, and, he had said he likes doing podcasts. I sent him a link. Hopefully he likes what he heard, and, yeah, I'd get him. I also, did a shout out to Paul, Papa Molly, who I've always been a big fan, who was also in a band with Bill Kreutzmann. And let's see, you know who I'm trying to lock down now, is I've been talking to him, is Reno's own Isadora, the 7-foot-tall monster. I mean, this guy is fucking so, and he is, he, him and the Reno Scum really are who you thank for bringing independent wrestling to Reno. So it would be such an honor to have him on my show. Hopefully I can get him. I did talk to Adam Thornstow a couple months ago, and he said something about being able to come on, but I haven't locked that down yet, so I don't know. Let's see, what else? Wrestling with Regret with my man, Brian Zane, the Z-Man, the influencer. He just had a birthday a week or two ago. I shouted him out last week or the week before. And yeah, check out his show on YouTube. And let's see, Jeff Aiken with his show Starfleet Leadership Academy. He basically breaks down all the Star Trek episodes, the movies, anything Star Trek, no matter what series it is. It's a great show. Check out that show. Let's see. Also, we have Nick Ramirez and Rory Dowd with their local podcast called The Worst Little Podcast, based here in Reno. And give them a shout, and or a listen, rather. And John and Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling podcast. That's on Podomatic. Check it out. They also have a show called the Triple Threat Podcast with the franchise Shane Douglas on Vince Russo's Realm Network on the brand. And I'm a brand member. I always support the brand. So I love the LGBTQ show. I love the Conspiracy Horseman. There's a lot of good shows I like. I like That's Life, when Vince Russo just talks about life. And it's only, it's less than a buck a week. It's less than $4 a month. I mean, you can't go wrong. You get like 8 or 10 podcasts a week with this fucking thing. It's a really good fucking buy and bang for your buck. And then, what else? Oh, yeah, I should do another shout-out to my girl, Chef Nikki. Check out Mystic Meals and Mystic Seasonings. And, you know, just show all these people some love. Let them know Cosmic Chris sent you. Yeah, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at Punching Grogu. You can email me at rockandwrestlinglocal420@gmail.com. We're on facebook.com/rockandwrestlinglocal420. And where you can follow me where I'm most active on Instagram at Punching Baby Yoda. And then also I got the YouTube channel, which I'm still trying to work on. And I am doing some videos for, so check it out on YouTube. And yeah, man, anywhere you catch podcasts, Stitchers, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., you can find this show. So, hey, I'll see you next week, guys.